and they don't know me when they see me. See, I don't know you, and you don't know me. So when you see me, just go back your way, me. Cause everybody acting like they know me, and they don't know me when they see me.
This is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, Greene, and Columbia counties in New York, broadcasting locally on 90.7 FM and globally online at WGXC.org. This is the Art of the Hudson Valley. I'm your host, Chad Weckler. Our guests today are the creators of Helsinki Hudson, a popular music venue and restaurant here in Hudson. And they are Cameron Melville, Mark Schaffler, and Deborah McDowell. Welcome, the three of you.
Thank you, Chad.
Deborah, can I start with you to give us a little detail about the first song that we just heard?
Well, that was The Big Takeover, who I hope that people can recognize around here now. They started out playing at our old place in Great Barrington, the old Helsinki, open mics. And they've really grown a lot, and we're really proud of them. They've been playing down here in Hudson a few times. They started with our free Monday night series, and then she's been playing a lot more all over the place. They're from Kingston. Great Jamaican singer named Nini Rushdie.
And you did mention Helsinki when it was in Great Barrington, so I'm going to go to both you and Mark to give us a little background of the history of Helsinki.
Well, we started off a long time ago, 1995. It started off as a little tea house, actually. My grandfather ran the Hotel Helsinki in Finland, which is the namesake. Mm-hmm. So we were in Great Barrington for 15 years, playing music, serving food, drinking a lot of tea, having a lot of fun, meeting a lot of musicians. And now we're in Hudson. We're really happy to be here.
Was the beginning of Helsinki and Great Barrington, how would you describe it as being, in the difference of how you started that first year and as you progressed into its last year there?
Well, we grew a lot. You know, like I said, we started off as a tea house, just serving lunch and doing poetry readings. And we'd have musicians come in and play once in a while. And then the club grew out of that. And the club became a pretty big focus of what we were doing there. A lot of musicians started out with us there, people like Nora Jones. And it just kind of grew and grew very quickly, kind of as the town grew.
And Mark, when did you get involved and how?
I was involved as the builder in the beginning. I got seduced into building a tea shop. but it evolved to deeper things. And we morphed from our little Thursday night jazz section in the corner of the restaurant by the fireplace with one of the Jimmy Giuffre's drummer, actually, was there on a Thursday night series along with some other jazz folks in town. And then when the space adjacent to us became available, always with the eye to have a little more room, we said, well, this would be a great place for Monday night poetry, Thursday night jazz, and a holding pattern for the restaurant. And then it got out of control.
And when did the thought of coming to Hudson take place?
Well, I'm a Columbia County boy, so Hudson had always been in my geography. Always lived on this side of the border. And when we went by the old Hudson City School bus garage, it, as Odetta says, the walls spoke. Mm.
Inspiration took hold.
Yes.
How long was the process from the very beginning of seeing it and the construction, which enticed a lot of people to wonder, when is Helsinki going to open? Please, please open.
There was method to the madness.
Indeed.
It's a wonderful collection of old and new, and you've made it very inviting. How did you get a lot of the what I would call salvage material or some of the architectural details?
Insomnia, and all the local salvage yards and the incredible inspiration of our visionary partner Cameron, who started off in a funny sort of way. Peter Lindstrom, he likes to be referred to as our technical director. / sound guru, was a great friend to Cameron's and said, I've got a friend coming by, wants to do open mic, host open mic, because we had rotational open mics. And that was our the beginning of Helsinki on the Hudson, actually. That was the embryo.
That was a fun night. Definitely a fun night.
Almost too much fun.
Almost.
And that enters Cameron at this point. What's your background, Cameron?
My background? I was been a recording artist for years in California. Also an over-the-road truck driver in the art handling business for many years. I ran a company with my friend Brian Barth out in San Francisco, transporting fine art around the world. That's my background.
What instruments do you play?
I play keyboards, keyboards, and keyboards. Absolutely no drums or guitars, just keyboards.
So that first open mic, what did you do?
Well, I emceed it, and it was just a ball of fun. The place was packed, and there were some very ebullient and funny people in the house. One who jumped up on stage with me, I remember. Remember, Mark?
He's also going. Cameron is also going to be hosting some of our upcoming open mics, which will be fun because he's got his big bad Hammond on the stage.
That's true. I got a shtick in mind.
Along with Ryder Cooley and Stephen Blum, hosting our open mics.
Your weekly schedule seems to be very jam packed. Not only with the restaurant being open every day of the week, music, tango, belly dancing, swing.
Hula hooping.
Hula hooping, great. How did that sort of evolve?
Well, we've got so much space, as you know. We really want to use it all, and we're lucky enough to have an incredible wait staff, and the entire staff that works with us actually are artists and performers and musicians, it seems, of some sort. So we're just trying to use everybody's creativity. We've got, in fact, most of them are on our staff, except for the swing nights and tango. We're just trying to use the space and give it to the community and make it a socially fun place for people to be,
I mean, you are a community center, and you do involve as much community as possible, especially with the fundraisers that you help produce. You've got at least a couple this month. There's the Animal Kind catwalk. There's the... what's happening with the Hudson Pride Foundation?
The hospital fundraiser is coming up Saturday.
It's going to be a big one.
This one? How would you describe the hospital fundraiser?
One thing that I found out that actually startled me in a really positive way is that not only do they employ a lot of people, not only do they help a lot of people in indirect economic ways, but they are the medical facility, and I don't know if I'm permitted on air to mention the number, but a really large amount of resources goes to that emergency room, and the hospital picks that up. But they do a series of fundraisers during a year. We're privileged to host one of them. Last year, Sonny Rollins was here for it, and this time we have Glenn David Andrews, who's featured on Treme, and will raise the dead.
Boy, howdy.
That's very important in a hospital fundraising. And I also noticed that the Love Ball, which is a fundraising for the Hudson Pride Foundation, that's a lovely lineup and interesting idea that we got together.
Yeah, actually, there are going to be... I think at least two weddings occurring on our stage on that day, and the new mayor will be presiding.
Officiating, in fact, I believe.
Any surprises that maybe could be in store for those to attend? I mean, can anybody get married, basically, or...
Yeah, if you do want to get married, though, contact us so we can prepare for the ceremony and Hudson Pride. If you look on the website, you can find out information about it.
When we talk about the Hudson Valley and this area and specifically, Mark, how do you choose the bands, the musicians that play at Helsinki? That must be a very interesting thing that you get involved in.
Well, it is a group effort. Those of us in sitting around the office. Listen to a lot of cold submissions that come in, and it's also we dream a lot. And very simply, I'm a believer, if you kind of vision it, it'll happen. When we moved to Hudson, we heard that Sonny Rollins lived in Germantown. Well, it just seemed he's just going to have to wind up on the stage. Right. And then when I got together with Betsy Gramko, the chief fundraiser for the hospital, she liked the idea. We visioned it together, and it happened. So we have a lot of inspiration, and then there's a degree of perspiration in terms of tracking down the artist, and it's actually made a little easier in the web world.
Well, how do you do your mixing, your basically curating a month or a year and beyond? I mean, what kind of music do you like?
It's eclectic, and it's shared with what Cameron's into, what Deb's into, what our staff is into. But we do have one very strong guiding feeling, and it goes with whether it's the upside down lamppost that supports the ballroom dance floor or the bluefish smoke pate. If we don't want to eat it, look at it, drink it, listen to it, and it's others can produce it.
Are there any dream acts that you think could come and come to Helsinki in the future?
Yeah, I mean, we've always got things ruminating up in our brains and in our guts about it. But the other thing we're really trying to do with the place as a whole, and it's the music is directed in that regard as well, is, I mean, obviously we're all living in a town that we want to make happy and whole and make it work for everybody. So we're really trying to support as much new music as we can and as much of the local music and musicians as we can. So a lot of that feeling goes into our booking, as well as really wanting to, you know, make the world a better place. We're really conscious of that all the time with everything we do, including the music we choose. That's really a big part of it.
How would you describe your Monday nights of those that perform?
Well, we've tried a few different formats with the Monday nights. It's called our Monday Night Local Showcase. Recently, it's become a little more regional. We've had some musicians coming from out of town, a fair amount from the Woodstock area. It's been great. We've had a lot of excellent music. It's being hosted by Gary McKeever, I believe, at this point, Monday nights. And it is also an opportunity, again, for local talent to get up on the stage.
Is there a cover for that?
No. Monday nights are free to the public, as are Tuesday nights, which is open mic, which is a very conscious decision on our part as far as, you know, keeping things affordable to everybody and making things available to everybody. Yeah, there's some great music on both of those nights that are no charge to the public.
How do you curate those open mics on Tuesday? If people want to come and perform, or do you also, you have comedians that probably try out work?
We have had comedians. Actually, we're playing around a little bit with the open mic with different hosts. In fact, I'm going to be hosting one myself on Valentine's Day. Plan to set up a desk and do the Johnny Carson shtick, and we'll see how that goes. Bring up some local performers.
Stephen Bloom, who's been hosting it for a long time, is a terrific host because he's a terrific musician as well. And Cameron is also there to provide piano. We have Ryder Cooley, I think, is going to be bringing her rigging and do some of her wonderful acrobatics.
I certainly hope so.
And aerials.
Yeah, I noticed you had a photograph of her upside down on rigging.
Yeah,
to promote
it.
Incredible
yeah.
picture.
And Ryder is a local person, and Stephen also. And unfortunately, we lost Evan to another state, didn't we?
Apparently, he went to Philadelphia, and I assume he's listening because I sent him an email. Evan, I hope it's going well down there in Philadelphia. We miss you.
His family is in Philly. I think he went back to hang with them for a while.
Okay, well, hopefully he'll make a return to Hudson because he has a good fan base here.
Indeed he does, yeah.
The upstairs, that's where you have your tango and your swing. And what else happens up there? And I think my notes are that swing is every second Friday of the month.
Swing is every second Friday of the month. There are lessons that go on as well. And it's live bands play up there, and it's beautiful. If you've never been, I really suggest you go. And it's a great place to exercise, to hear incredible bands, and to learn how to swing dance. People dress up for it. They change their shoes before they hit the dance floor. It's very old-fashioned and really fun.
And I hear belly dancing also.
Belly dancing is on Thursdays. And Bathaya, who's our beautiful part of our staff at Helsinki, is a incredibly gifted dancer, and she teaches the belly dancing.
And swing is the second Friday of every month.
That's right.
What happens with swing? Who does? You also have a live band.
Oh, that's what we're talking about. Swing, yeah. Swing was the first one we spoke about, yeah.
Yeah. So anybody who's looking to learn to do swing, someone who already knows how to do swing or tango or belly dancing, they're more than welcome also.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there when do you normally have your music schedule where you try and have a band that comes in and plays?
For upstairs?
For the club.
We have music right through the week. You know, almost every night we have music. Definitely on the weekends. You can look on our schedule. We've got music going almost continuously.
And what's the website for?
It's HelsinkiHudson.com.
Who's playing? Who's coming up first? This is Thursday, February 2nd. What's next?
Tomorrow night we have Sean Rao. That starts at 9 o'clock. He's a really gifted singer-songwriter with an incredible baritone voice. Festina Lente will be opening up for them. Festina Lente is a local band fronted by Chris Newman, a good friend of ours and a good friend of most everyone listening to this this radio station, I imagine.
Definitely a local band, yes.
Terrific band.
And this weekend, almost by back by popular demand, is a jazz brunch. What can we expect for the jazz brunch this time?
Well, Chef Hugh Horner, who has a great show on this radio station called
Eat Food or Die.
Eat Food or Die, yeah.
One of the best names.
It's wonderful, and we love having Hugh on staff because he also loves music, and I heard he's spinning some good music for it, too. Anyway, he's cooking up he and the staff are cooking up a great brunch menu. Mm. It's going to be great. And then we have Glenn David Andrews will be serenading and heating the place up with his New Orleans jazz.
He'll also be performing Saturday night. Mm. And if you're not familiar with him, he's really, truly amazing performer, sort of in the vein, I guess, of Satchmo and Old New Orleans, incredible trombone player and singer, and really gets people on their feet, just a great performer.
I think we'll go to a music clip, something new to play.
Yeah, this is a tune by Sarah Borges. She's a gal out of Boston who we really like, plays at the club pretty often.
All also right. Goes back to Little Helsinki.
Yeah, played at Helsinki as kind of really grown. Sarah Borges.
Let's go to it.
Some kind of problem. Well, Lord knows I got mine.
Oh, well, that was excellent. And that's Sarah Borges. Deb, is that correct?
Yeah, Sarah Borges.
Awesome.
Some of us refer to her as Sarah Gorgeous.
That's okay. That sounds good by my mind. We were just talking during the song about the restaurant part of Helsinki. Open 7 days a week. I think that's terrific. Hudson does not have that many restaurants that are open 7 days a week. So I personally, kudos to you guys for being able to make that happen.
Well, I have some bad news, actually.
Oh.
As of yesterday, or whenever Wednesday was. Yeah, yesterday. We're only open 6 days a week. For a few months, we're taking Wednesdays off, except for when we have music. But as you know, Hudson is filled with great restaurants, so you can partake of another restaurant.
And what day is that it won't be open again?
Wednesdays. We're dark on Wednesdays, giving everybody a breather.
But the bar will be open?
No.
No?
The entire facility, unless we have music book, is closed on Wednesdays, for a few months anyway.
It's a dark day in Hudson.
Hey, you got the red dot.
That's right.
Yeah, red dot, Mexican radio, and quite a few others,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we're very lucky.
One of my pet peeves is I love going to the club and eating. It's a wonderful experience to get a dinner and a show. That does not happen here in Hudson. My pet peeve is I always love your hamburgers. They're
awfully good, aren't they?
They're one of the best hamburgers in Hudson. And
I agree.
Deborah, why can't I get a hamburger in the club?
Well, you can get a hamburger in the club every night but our big show nights. Mm. This is the deal. We have two menus. We have our regular restaurant menu. As you know, our restaurant is separated from our club most nights unless we're doing big shows. In the restaurant, we have the restaurant menu and the club menu available every night but weekends. What happens on the weekends is we often have a sold-out night in the club and a sold-out night in the restaurant. And if we had burgers going on the weekends when we have so many people in the house, we would be making 200 burgers because that's the way it is these days. And our burgers are so great. So we pull our club menu on Friday and Saturday nights when we have a lot of people in the house. But we have a great menu, and the prices go from, you know, $5 on up for an amazing, fabulous menu. So you can get it.
All right, cool. And you have one of the busiest crew.
Great crew. Yeah.
They're like little busy bees, especially in the club. The territory they have to cover to make all the patrons happy. I think they do a really wonderful job in doing that.
You know, it's funny because we often joke in the kitchen about how many miles everybody must walk a night.
It is. It's a physical fitness program, basically.
It is. Yeah. And it's got to be a couple of miles. We're all going to get a pedometer at some point and find out.
And Mark, you've also changed the geography of the whole Helsinki space by opening up a courtyard.
Yep, that's become one of our favorite places to be, and this year it's a year-round place.
Oh, so winter right now?
The winter we're having now allows us to be outside. But we have some exciting thoughts for utility of the courtyard, and as you were a participant in one of the greatest and highest and best uses was during the music festival, when we had music upstairs in the ballroom and on the stage and outside, where the ambient acoustics were killer.
Yeah, that really that pushed our envelope at that moment. We've pushed a little farther since then, but we did. We had a live string band upstairs, acoustic and electric outside, electric on the stage, and people in the restaurant. And everyone was happy and could speak to each other. It was really quite something.
The courtyard is also home to chef's prize possession, Atticus the big smoker.
And I will probably say with the music festival returning this year, we're going to push your envelope hopefully a little further.
All right, Chad. All right, man.
What might be in the future, what Mark, specifically, what would you like Helsinki to be, in a, which is different from maybe what it is now, a year from now or two or more? Do you have a vision?
Well, to push all the envelopes, I mean, to continue expanding what we do inside and outside. I know the chef has great ideas for doing shrimp boils and barbecues and really utilizing the outdoor space. And we're looking to produce more and more and more music, and maybe to do events where we have residencies of folks that are national names that are going to come in for a series of days and do a recorded live at Helsinki. We started doing things like this back in Barrington. We had John Schofield came, did a week-long residency and produced a live at Helsinki. We've got things like that that we're not ready to talk about yet that are on the dream scheme. And we've got things like coming up shortly on a Tuesday night here in Hudson, the Magnetic Fields. They're starting their tour, their world tour off with us. And as did Rich Robinson from the Crows. Black Crows did that. More intense music.
And not music, but happening in March is David Brenner, comedian David. How did you get him to come?
Now, that's a story with a long, long tail.
And a punchline at the end.
In a previous life, for 35 years, I ran a children's camp. And there was a really cool nightclub in Sheepshead Bay called Pips. And Mr. Schultz was the owner of Pips. And his two, needless to say, rambunctious children were in my care for many summers. And our front of house fellow, who was also a Camp Natchez fellow, Rick, was a busboy at Pips. And has a friendship with David. That's the connection. Sheepshead Bay to Hudson.
David has also been living in Las Vegas doing big, big rooms for a long time, and he's ready to start doing smaller rooms. So we're the first, the inaugural first small club room for him.
Yeah, it's really an honor. I mean, he really has a spot in American comedy. I think he holds the record for most appearances on the Johnny Carson show, among other things, or I believe it was Johnny Carson. But just a great comic mind. I'm really looking forward to hearing his analysis of our present predicaments.
And I really like the website, the Helsinki Hudson website. It's not just the menu spelled out, and it's not just a list of artists. You're very good at providing clips, whether it's MySpace or YouTube, of these performers. You're giving the public an opportunity to create a relationship before they even decide to come to Helsinki. Whose job is to do the website?
Well, I do all the writing for the website, and we have a Webby that puts things together for us. You know, we're constantly redesigning it and trying to make it easier, and often thinking that it could be better. You know how that goes.
And you're also, Deb, the face behind Facebook, the person behind Facebook that makes sure I get my couple of notices every day of what's going on.
Yeah, I try to just tell everybody. I mean, what we're really about down there is trying to support artists. Really what we think is best in this country, the music, great food, the farms, things like that. So I happily am pushing great food, great farms, great music to everybody.
And Chad, I wanted to piggyback on a question of yours a moment ago. I mean, another priority and thing that we are looking to do and have done, I think we did very successfully with Todd Mack from Fodfest and the Hudson School District, and Henry Hirsch here was also part of this, was a music project that mentored a group of high school kids, first in the writing of a song and then in the mastering of it, the production of it, the recording of it, and then the performance of it. I believe it was played here on your radio station as well. It was really a community effort pulling together to offer opportunity where it was needed. And I think that's another priority of ours, is to connect up those kind of opportunities with the community.
And I just want to remind our listeners, this is the heart of the Hudson Valley, and we're talking Helsinki Hudson with the brains behind the operation. It's Cameron Melville, Mark Schaffler, and Deborah McDowell. I think, Cameron, that the aspect which of our school systems, music disappearing from a lot of the curriculum,
yep.
And a lot of arts, whether it's manual arts or visual arts, or why do you think those programs are being dropped from the school when we all know creativity is often part of being involved in the arts? Creativity towards, you know, whether you're going to be a chemist or a mathematician.
Well, I think our priorities in this country have gotten a little askew, to put it lightly. Many areas of education are very important to our country, certainly the arts. It's important to building rounded human beings, and responsible members of society are being cut, dropped all over the place in the name of budgetary constraints. I don't know. I think we need to pick up the ball at this point, whoever and whatever we can do to support our young people in finding a voice, finding their creativity, staying out of trouble, you know,
is
an important thing to do. I think Mark, Deb, and I are all committed to that, always have been.
With Hudson having, I think we're up to at least 4 open mics, Helsinki Parlor, Coffee and Tea, The Red Dot, American Glory, and
wow.
I expect we'll probably have more. The live performance... certainly that you put together is in some ways it's a disappearing venue, an opportunity for artists. And I think artists, and I'd like to get your viewpoints, the artist does need to perform, I think, before a live audience to grow.
Well, if I could take that for a sec, I agree 100%. The artist does need that. And as far as it disappearing, I'm not sure about that. I would say a number of years ago I felt it was disappearing, but now I feel like it's coming back. Mm. I really do feel like there is a new appreciation for people to listen to live music. I think there's a new interest in performance. It seems to be a much healthier creative environment than it was, say, back in the disco days, to me anyway.
And also you're giving an opportunity for the Bendelstiff Family Circus, which is... has to be a live performance, and you're giving them a wonderful opportunity. And what's the arrangement that you have with them right now?
They have a 3-month residency. The I think it's the second Friday. They've had their first, and there will be 2 more Fridays coming up.
Friday, February 10th, actually.
And is Kinko in this election? I know that Kinko ran previously for president, but I'm not sure if you, Kinko, if you could let us know if there's any active electioneering we could do for you, please let us know that.
Isn't there a dispute that Kinko may have won the last election if there had been a recount?
I'm unaware of that dispute, but I'm all ears.
Yeah, I think he is too. What is what's been going on with that Bendelstiff Family Circus performance? How would you describe? It's not really. I mean, Helsinki's not really for the most part of your performances. You have a 21 and over requirement, don't you?
Policy, yes.
Yeah, policy. So the Family Circus gets to perform another interesting non-family kind of act. Anything you want to share that wouldn't spill the beans?
Well, first of all, we do let kids into some of our shows. It's kind of on a show-by-show basis. We decide, you know, if it's appropriate for them. The Bendelstiff is a 21 and over, unless Stephanie or someone comes to me and says otherwise, but the Bindlestiff, the fun thing when the Bindlestiffs are in the club is that it's always a really exciting day because there's a lot of load in and a lot of performers.
Yes,
and
very active.
People tying themselves up and fire and being teched and a lot of sweaty Helsinki workers running around trying to make it all work. And it always does work, and it's incredibly entertaining, and we adore those guys. So we're really happy to have them. They were here last year as well for a three-month residency.
Mark, when you are sort of the person who does the bookings, and how many CDs do you get on a weekly basis, and how many from are local and how many are not?
Well, probably receive no less than 5 and as many as 25 in a week. And they range from California to Catskill. I want to back up a little bit about what you mentioned about this is a halcyon time for touring. Mm. One of the wonderful things that's happened with the internet is that it has created pockets of very democratized music. Whereas 10 years ago, you had Atlantic Records, Verve, Columbia, Sony, and you had the Star Machine. Mm. There are hundreds of touring artists out there right now that we could take 100 people, put them in a room, and put out 100 names, and out of the 100, 3 to 7 people would know a smattering of these people. But these hundreds of touring artists are playing to adoring fans from the Tractor Tavern in out in Washington State to Hoboken, New Jersey, and Hudson, and doing their thing and supporting themselves. They're not going to support themselves with a big record contract anymore. They will support themselves by touring, T-shirts, and CDs.
How do you actually keep track of the thousands of touring musicians, and how do you know if, Crosby, Stills, and Nash, they're doing a circuit? How do you find them, or how do they find you?
One thing that we've done is we've made a lot of friends in the business. You know, after 15, now it's 16, 17 years. So we get a lot of referrals from friends of friends of friends who want to play. That's a big way in which we work now.
Cameron, do you do any touring at all?
I certainly have. I don't now. Although Michael Powers, God bless him, asked me to go out on the road with him. Great compliment.
All right.
I had to tell him I had a job already, but
you do have a really good gig here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Indeed. No, I don't feel the need to go out on the road at all. I've had the pleasure to jump in with a few great artists. Deb and I actually got up. We did some original stuff and some old soul material. And yeah.
Deborah, what's your artistic background?
Well, I'm a singer and I play the guitar, kind of mostly to myself. Sometimes on stage. But I'm a singer. My background is I was an actress and a writer. I wrote for lots of different newspapers in the area and in the New York Times.
Oh, wonderful. What might be coming up on Helsinki that we haven't talked about that you would like? I mean, I look at your calendar. You've got bookings in March and April and you're working your way into the summer. Anything interesting that you might want to share? Or, I don't want you to spill any important beans.
I'm most excited. In fact, I keep telling Mark, I think this is the best thing that you've ever booked. Now, I know I'm not pronouncing it right. Is it Sean Kuti? Sean Kuti, S-E-U-N, who is Fela Kuti's youngest son, is coming on April 7th, I believe we just booked him for. Is that right, Mark?
Saturday, April 7th.
Saturday, April 7th. And he plays with his father, Fela Kuti's band. Mm. Fela Kuti is a hero to so many people. And what a great, great humanitarian he was, and a brave, brave soldier. And his son has really taken up that cause, you know, getting Exxon out of Africa, kind of a pan-African cause. But his music is incredible, and really excited about that show. Get tickets early, because I think that will sell out.
That's a big band, and it's going to be a standing show.
Mm. Standing room only.
Yep.
Speaking of standing and sitting, what is the capacity of the different venues that you have? Can you give an estimate?
Well, in the club, when we have the walls shut, a seated show approximates 200, and when we open the doors, we get flexible.
How many people can you sit in the restaurant?
When we are using the bar stools, the seats, it's 100.
And you do have that wonderful bar that actually is both in the club area and the restaurant area. It's a great idea. I take advantage of both.
You've heard that.
Yeah. Let's take a break with another song that we're going to put forward. And, Tom, let's go to that one.
Is this Justin?
This is David.
David.
There's a tall paper shack at the edge of the clear cut. Blackberry vines for a front yard.
That was David Jacob Strain, whom we love. We first heard him at Falcon Ridge long, long time ago. God, I think he was like 18? Was he 16? We thought, who is this 16-year-old kid playing the guitar so crazy? And at the time, he was doing a lot of old blues stuff, just learning how to play. And he's exceeded all our expectations and now is really doing his own thing, writing his own music. And we adore him. He's not 16 anymore. What is he, like 27 maybe? An eligible 27.
Very eligible, I would say.
Yeah, he's gorgeous. When he comes around and plays, he often sleeps in the office or wherever he can. We do have accommodations for needy artists.
And David's a prime example of what Mark was talking about. And David's on the road. He really is out there doing it these days. If he's not in Portland, he's in Texas, or he rolls into town. I mean, he's a hardworking young musician. It's great to see.
Might he be returning to Helsinki this year?
Oh, I would think so. Definitely, he's a close friend.
And speaking of, I'd like to get actually one more tune in before we get close to finishing out. And this is Justin Townes.
Earl.
Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over, and I'm not gonna make a sound. I'm on a roll, mama, I gotta go. Gotta get there while I still can. Troubled days are behind me now, and I know they're gonna let me in. When you see me walking up the empty yard, and singing and clapping my hands, tell my mama I love her, tell my father I tried, give my money to my baby to spend. So Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over, I'm not gonna make a sound. Good times come and they go, even a good man will break. He'll let his troubles bury him whole, even though he knows what's at stake. So I'm taking no chances, carrying over while I'm still good in his grace. And I'm no fool, mama, I know the devil's been tempting and choosing my fate. So Lord, I'm going uptown to the Harlem River to drown. Dirty water gonna cover me over, I'm not gonna make a sound.
Justin Townes Earl. He was just at Club Helsinki about a month ago, 2 weeks before his father.
That's right.
Steve Earl was there, and we adored Justin Townes Earl. He just won for that tune, Best Song of the Year at the Americana Music Awards, and also Best CD of the Year. It was a great show, and we'll sure have him back.
Helsinki is definitely no small potatoes, and you're getting to be... larger in the sense which I know Hudson is extremely pleased and happy to be here. Personally, from what I've heard from a lot of businesses, they would not be here if it wasn't for Helsinki Hudson, and it's probably in many ways the other way around for you guys. What's been some of your experiences talking to local businesses and city government about your presence here?
Hudson is a world above other worlds, in the sense that, like brothers and sisters, we People may bicker a little here and there. But the bottom line here is that this is a wonderful family, and it's a great place to be home in. This is home.
And I think the whole family here is, for the most part, a very happy family.
A very happy family.
Well, we're almost at the end of this edition of the Art of the Hudson Valley, and you know, we couldn't do it with our creative people and the people who work very hard here in Hudson, entrepreneurs and small and large businesses. And I just wanted to make sure that I get a thank you for, to Cameron Melville and Mark Schaffler and Deborah McDowell. It's been an absolute pleasure to have all three of you here. It's a rare pleasure, and I want to formally thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chad, and the radio station, and for all you guys do.
Yeah, thanks to everyone out there in Hudson, too, who's coming to Helsinki. We really appreciate it.
And I'm also going to thank Tom Rowe today, who's been the producer, and remind our listeners this. You can go to events at wg.org slash events, find out what else is going on in Hudson, and this has been WGXC 90.7 FM, hands-on radio, community radio with our community.